Hello, friends, and welcome to Ghosts to Show You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Lillian.
And this is a podcast where we, two idiots, seek to make contact with the other side by investigating allegedly haunted places.
And the twist? We have absolutely no idea what we're doing. On this, our second episode, we explore the Maritime Hotel in New York City.
Before we begin our investigation, let's go back and learn a little bit about the history of the building.
The Maritime Hotel was designed in 1968 by architect Albert Ledner and is located on the west side in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood. The structure began as the National Maritime Union headquarters and was used to house longshoremen and seamen. The building itself is designed to evoke the feeling of being on a ship, features a grid of porthole windows on either side, and is sometimes referred to as the Pizza Box Building for its unique shape. It looks like a pizza box.
In 1987, the Maritime Union fell on hard times, and the building was sold to Covenant House, a nonprofit shelter for runaway and homeless youth. This was a dark period in which it was discovered that the leader of Covenant House, Father Bruce Ritter, had been sexually abusing some of the young boys in his care. The New York Post broke the story in 1989, but Ritter managed to escape prosecution by promising never to work with youth again. Well, at least he promised.
After the Covenant House closed, the structure was used briefly by the Chinese government before becoming the Maritime Hotel in 2001. The hotel opened for business in 2003, and shortly thereafter, reports began to surface that the building was haunted. Around this time, articles came out alleging that guests had heard the sounds of children laughing, and in one case it was reported that a guest stepped out of her shower to discover children playing on her floor, prompting her to run down to the lobby in just her towel. I get it. I don't like kids either.
We spoke to one ex-employee, our friend Matt Lilly, who describes an atmosphere of wild partying among staff members during the hotel's heyday. It seems that the chaos extended to the spiritual realm as well, as it was during this time that the feeling of otherworldly unease was at its peak.
Everybody wanted to kind of like see ghosts or feel ghosts or something like that because they had heard that there was something happening.
When you
say
everybody, do you mean the staff?
The staff mostly,
okay.
But also the guests there would ask us about like the log, the ghost log or whatever. Like we had a notebook
right,
behind
which
the front
didn't
desk,
exist.
Which actually did not exist. There was an incident log, just like any business would have, like in case there's like a legal matter or something. If somebody like was killed in the lobby or something like that, like it had to be
a lot
recorded,
of people killed in the lobby
documented
there?
No, but I mean like I saw some heavy shit go down there for sure, but it wasn't like, no, I didn't witness a murder. I saw the aftermath of an old lady get run over on the corner.
Jesus.
Which was heavy. I saw like a dead body.
Oh.
Yeah, it was heavy. I don't know, I think the one time there was like really ghost like I think I was getting off of the elevator in the basement and I was just going to the locker room to get changed. We had outfits there which were cute, but I was getting undressed out of that, not yet, but on my way to doing that, and I had there's three elevators and I had just passed one of the elevators and I had heard children laughing on it as I was walking by, but I didn't recall seeing any children on the elevator, and I walked back a couple feet to check to see if there were children on the elevator, and as I was walking back to check, the doors were closing. And then I hit the button again to get the doors to open up again, and it went up to another floor, so it's possible that the children went up and got off and came back down, and then they opened up again, and there were no children on there. But it's just one of those things where, like, you never really know for sure if it was just, like, my mind playing tricks on me, or I actually witnessed and felt and heard some sort of paranormal activity. So I think that there was just generally a lot of, like, unsettled energy there or something like that, whether it's ghosts or something, or if it was just like something traumatic that happened there that's been left there,
right?
That's been left behind, and people can still feel that, so maybe that's something that people are feeling while they're there.
Yeah, that's possible. Well, thanks for talking to me about it.
Yeah, thank you, Emily. This is wonderful.
Thank you, Matt.
Alrighty.
Now that we've shared the history, please enjoy our investigation into the haunting of the Maritime Hotel. It is a balmy Sunday afternoon in late summer when we meet at the Maritime Hotel, in the heart of corporate hell, aka Chelsea. I arrived first, as Emily was coming from a wedding out on Long Island, or Long Island, as it is colloquially known. I was a little trepidatious about being alone in a supposedly haunted room, but the pleasant summer day and the cheery staff were enough to put me at ease. The room is small and cozy, with tasteful nautical accents, most notably the trademark porthole window with a picturesque view of a trash-strewn roof. Eventually, Emily arrives and we decide to explore the Tao restaurant and nightclub below the hotel to take the edge off before the long, ghostly night ahead of us.
Tao, described as an IKEA catalog of Far East cliches by the New York Post, is loud and feels incongruous to the ghost investigation we are about to embark on. But nevertheless, we sit and order drinks with racist names that are unfortunately pretty tasty. As we sip, we discuss our first impressions of the hotel above.
To set the scene, Lillian and I are currently sitting in Tao, which is the name of the restaurant, underneath the Maritime Hotel.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's like 70s, 80s scale, enormous, enormous dining hall.
High ceilings.
Yeah.
It looks like Blade. Like the movie Blade.
Yeah.
Like vampires, like hot, sexy vampires are about to jump out at any moment and just start feasting on, you know, innocence.
Yeah. There's a lot of cleavage here from the staff, which I love. It's definitely a scene here. I'm really happy they're here because I've never been to a place like this. It's absolutely bizarre and wild that people, like, come to places like this. We're also drinking mango martinis, which I also love.
Yeah, $20 mango martinis.
The 90s, you know? They were crazy.
They were a crazy time, and we're back here. We're back here again. It's all in the service of a ghost podcast. How does this relate to the podcast when we're literally covering the hotel above this restaurant?
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, tell us.
Well, one, our friend Jillian said last episode...
Oh, yeah.
...that having drinks... makes us more, like, in tune. It lowers our frequency. So
that's right.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Mango-teening our way to the spirit
low
world.
Low frequency and all.
Yeah.
How did you feel just being in the hotel room alone?
I didn't feel like... It's funny, because I'm trying to, like... Maybe I shouldn't even worry about parsing it out, but... I feel like I've been in plenty of hotel rooms alone. It always feels a little bit weird, right?
Because
it's a hotel room. It felt more like buzzy or something in this one. It just like, it feels like a heavy space.
Mm.
And whether or not that's just like all the cues that we pick up on things or if it's like something else, I don't know. But I didn't feel like scared or like unsafe,
yeah.
But I was like, it felt like weighted or something.
A little bit more.
And I mean, of course it's all... with like if someone had not told me it was haunted, would I feel that way?
I don't know.
The conversation eventually devolves into a discussion of the restaurant itself and zombies.
Yeah, I wish I could see the food because like it's too far away for me to see, but I'm like very curious.
We could pretend that we like dropped something over there and just walk through the tables, be like, oh my god, excuse me, I'm sorry, I think I left something over here.
Running our hands through the dishes. Oh my god,
running
sorry.
Our hands through people's hair just as we pass. Sorry, I left something over here. Whenever I'm in a place like this, I like to think about if it was a zombie apocalypse. And you know, in all the zombie movies, they go into these big abandoned places that were once,
right,
you know, these like really fancy clubs or restaurants or houses or whatever. So I just think about coming in here when it's abandoned and it's so big and you're like, is there actually a zombie hiding over there?
Right.
It's very quiet, but it still looks really cool. And like, maybe I'll jump behind the bar and grab myself a little drink. And then, oh, I hear a zombie scraping around somewhere.
Wow.
You know?
It's detailed.
That's, yeah. I've thought about it a lot.
I could see that for sure. This would be like, and the zombie would be in like a one-strap dress.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Before we leave, we attempt to question our waitress about potential hauntings in the restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And actually,
appreciate
we wanted to ask you a weird question.
Sure.
Which not is that, it's not that weird.
Well, I guess it's not that weird, but we're staying.
It's probably not weird. Yeah.
We're staying at the Maritime Hotel, and we've heard that it's haunted. And we were wondering if you ever experienced anything in here, any haunted stuff.
I'm new here, so.
Oh, you haven't had time to get haunted.
Yeah, I haven't.
Turns out she hadn't had time to get haunted. After paying our bill, we leave Tal and head to our room before conducting our first walkthrough of the hotel.
This is Emily and Lily. It's worth noting we're on the second floor of the Maritime Hotel, which is supposedly haunted. Let's just walk to the end of the hallway while we talk.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we're just doing our due diligence investigating.
Yeah, just kind of getting a feel, trying to listen and see what's up and get a vibe.
Yeah. We did reach out to our friend Jillian, and she, in addition to all the things that she said to us on the last podcast, she said to make sure that we're not coming in guns a-blazing, just trying to find ghosts. We just need to be here and just listen.
Which is good advice, because we definitely were very
a little bit guns blazing,
confrontational to our last. But we're learning.
We were a bit confrontational, but you know what? I felt safe being confrontational last time because
it was daylight.
We were in a restaurant surrounded by people. I was like, haha, she's not going to do anything. But it feels realer now because we're in a hotel. We're in an empty hallway in a hotel. And it feels creepier.
Yeah, it definitely feels a little more like... consequences, and not in a bad way.
No, but I would feel less comfortable being confrontational now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, for sure. We were just joking around midday drinking margaritas last time.
Yeah, now it's real deal nighttime.
Yeah.
We're going to the 10th floor, which also is supposedly haunted, and we're in the elevator.
We just arrived, opening doors.
Looks pretty much like our same hallway. I mean, I guess we'll just walk. Just listen. Looking over my shoulder.
I know. I mean, I will say this place is architecturally extraordinarily creepy, but that's not...
It is.
It's not a...
We're looking out of a porthole window.
Gorgeous skyline of New York City.
It's a very narrow hallway.
It's like... Very much like we're on a fancy ship in the 1960s, which is sort of a dream of mine. Looking into some open floor plan offices, which is horrifying.
Yes, that is terrifying.
We don't like that.
No.
I don't like to see that. Do not like to see that. Okay, you know, it really is... I feel like nobody else is in this hotel except us.
It does feel
Have
that way.
Have you seen a single other guest besides
Only
like,
in the lobby.
Yeah, no other. It's not a single noise or guest the entire time. I mean, it's good to know that if we were maybe screaming or something, no one could hear us.
It's kind of, I would want people to hear us if we were screaming and like save us.
Yeah, I know.
Or help out, or at least just be like, what's up?
Well, I don't think that's in the cards.
Okay.
We take the elevator up to the 8th floor, where we immediately notice a high-pitched noise.
Some weird high frequency. Is that coming from whatever, like...
A TV show?
I mean, I can hear someone's listening to TV.
We pause outside of room 806, where we hear the inhuman sound of children's laughter.
You're going up?
Down?
Down. Where are we going?
I don't know.
We hurriedly press the button to take us back to our floor.
It's definitely just children in a hotel room.
Okay. Well, we heard children in a hotel room, but it could be ghost children.
That's true.
Would it be crazy? It's 806.
To ask?
To just be like, are there people in 806?
Feeling spooked, we retreat to our room to regroup and discuss what we had heard.
Okay, so we did a little minor investigation, and
already freaked ourselves out.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Because we were listening at that door and we heard a child. But it probably was a human live child.
Yes, I think so.
Just a laughing, squealing child.
I don't know. You think there's a child in this hotel?
Yeah. Right now? Of course. I saw a family earlier.
You did? That's too bad. I was hoping it was a ghost child.
It's really, yeah.
No, it probably was not a ghost child. And
frequency thing was weird, though.
That was weird.
It must have been TV, though.
Yeah. I don't think we necessarily actually experienced anything scary.
Were there actual children playing in 806, or did we hear the tortured sounds of the eternal residents of the Maritime Hotel?
We'll walk down, very visibly mic'd.
I know, it's not great.
I think it's okay. I don't know. I think we're cute enough that it's okay.
I mean, I am.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's not really.
So we're just sitting in in the lobby.
We're getting our bearings. I do wish they had like hot toddy service here or something. I don't even like hot toddies, but it would be nice.
Well, I like a hot toddy. Mm. I'm not aware of any restaurants that have hot toddy service.
No, I mean, that's not a thing. I just was thinking about it.
I mean, if you want, I can go by myself. We can unplug your mic and I can just go ask.
I think it's less conspicuous if just one of us goes.
Okay, so you do want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna unplug you.
Okay.
Okay. Just gonna ask about 806. Hi. I wanted to ask you a weird question, which is, I'm just curious, is somebody staying in room 806? I don't need to know who. I'm just curious.
We do have a guest staying there, yes. Is okay. There a problem?
There's no problem.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious.
All right, no problem.
Cool, thanks.
What happened, buddy? They wouldn't tell you.
No, he said there is somebody staying there. Obviously, which is why we very audibly heard people in the room. But he said, was there a problem? I said, no. And then I did not elaborate. And everybody thought it was very chill. So.
Like, no, I just, not a problem. I just sort of thought that there might be sort of another dimension opening up in 806.
No, just I was just checking. I just wanted to check.
Reassured and disappointed, it was time to meet our source, Emily's friend Mike, a longtime employee of the Maritime Hotel. Understandably not wanting to meet with us at his job, Mike suggested we instead meet at a more discreet locale, a nearby bar called the Brass Monkey.
I know, and you were open to me just being like, oh, hey, you haven't seen me in a really long time, but is your work haunted? Can we come there and, like, hang out with you?
I thought
it was kind of cool. Actually. I was kind of like, in a way, like, I don't know, because I've always heard about the haunted thing.
Yeah.
I've known about the haunted thing. It's a big issue. It was a big talk born years ago.
Yeah.
You know? For our hotel, it's like, it used to be more of a really, really sexy kind of space. Now it's like just Google people.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Tech all people day. Ruin everything.
Yeah.
If okay. I may.
After dispensing with the pleasantries, we jump into what, if any, paranormal experiences Mike has had at the hotel and what he thinks of our quest.
Should we get into the...
Let's get into the ghost stuff.
I did have one or twice situations, right? But it was very brief. I went to the cabanas. I was working overnight. This was early in like my when I started working there. And I've been hearing about this ghostly activity, this paranormal activity. I was like, let me go see if this shit's real. So I went up there. It was dark. I'm looking for lights and shit. I'm like, let me get like, a little light. Couldn't find the lights. I'm like, okay, it's dark as shit in here. I saw a shadow. I saw something in the distance, like, mm-hmm. it was like a fireplace, mm-hmm. like, move. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, I tried to face myself, I was like, nah, I didn't see anything, that's not real. You know, I'm just bugging, this is
yeah.
And then another, I heard something. I heard like maybe like a tippy toe or something like that, like a type of thing. Yeah, I swear.
Yeah.
And I got the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
I got the fuck. I must have been in there for like not even like 3 minutes.
And you were just like, peace. Do you think that we're going to see anything tonight when we stay over? Probably not.
I feel it's a possibility based on the room you're in, the floor you're in, and the energy you've been putting out.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, the energy you've been putting out is a big factor.
You're being inquisitive about this energy.
We might be putting that
in. I mean, at least open to the possibility. And not even just seeing but feeling, I think, is something.
Yeah, for sure.
You might just feel something.
Yeah,
or not. I'm fine with that. It's been fun.
I feel my naked body in the middle of the night just pressing against you.
That's not what I'm after.
We hang with Mike for one more drink before parting ways into the Chelsea night. We walk back to our hotel, past the Starbucks Superstore, and past Marlon Wayans on our way in. Out of respect for his privacy, we will abstain from discussing him further. As we pass the front desk, we take one more stab at gleaning a ghost encounter from the concierge.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've heard things. I've never experienced anything personally, you know. one night it was really funny, though, because we had heard so many things. And, you know, we go when we use the bathrooms. We go to the bathrooms downstairs, and it's usually empty.
Right.
And I'm in the bathroom, and I hear somebody walk in the bathroom. Now, I'm the only female on duty.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't have happened. But then, so I finish in the bathroom. I rush out to see if I can see anybody. And I heard, like...
Yeah.
Footsteps or something. You know what I mean? And that's why we also now we have a lock on the, you know, because it could have just been somebody wandering.
Some weirdo.
You know.
Right.
Cool. Just interested.
Okay.
Yeah. Just checking in.
Feeling confident that we had annoyed every single possible staff member, we head to our room and get into bed.
It's before bed. We're in bed.
We're in bed.
We are sharing a bed. Lillian has said that it's okay if I get scared in the night, I can wake her up. And I just need you to know, it would take a lot for me, I think, to wake you up because I would feel bad.
This, as it turned out, was a lie.
But I don't feel scared. I feel okay. I think we're going to be okay.
I think everything's fine.
Yeah.
The only ghosts that are here are just like bummed out kids from the 70s.
Not the 70s, like the
80s. Yeah, 70s and 80s.
Okay, maybe 70s and 80s. I guess he didn't get busted.
Until like the 1990.
Yeah, early 19... Yeah, 1990. So, you're right. Could have been a couple decades of abuse before that.
Classic.
Well, we're gonna go to sleep, and if anything scary happens in the night, I'll try to have the mind to turn on the recorder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. I cannot wait until we stay in the losing boarding room.
Oh, God.
If you couldn't make that out, what Lillian just said was, I cannot wait until we stay in the Lizzie Borden room where she murdered her whole family.
The following morning, we wake up early and groggily head down to the complimentary breakfast in the lobby.
No, I was just saying, we were talking about how the hauntings were really prevalent here in like 2003. It's now the year of our Lord, 2019. Been a while. And I was thinking that maybe it's partially because, you know, like the clientele and the vibe and desired vibe of this hotel has changed so much. Like it used to be cool and fashion-y and unique and fun. And like, and I think now they're catering more to, you know, the tech crowd and culture has changed. And so it's like not desirable to be like a haunted.
But why do you think that would affect the actual hauntings?
I don't think it has.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it has.
It seems like it actually may have, or it's certainly possible we just don't hear about them, but we talk to staff, we talk to him, and it doesn't seem like there's been much.
Right.
Anywho, we're down here, we're having a nice little continental breakfast.
Yeah.
Should be noted that they do have fresh blueberries, which is a nice touch.
It's a really nice touch.
How'd you sleep, Lillian?
I slept okay. I mean... Besides, like, when you woke me up all those times, I think I was fine.
Huh.
So that was really the only...
Well, I woke up the first time because I was super sweaty because it was really hot in our room. Not because of anything ghostly. But, you know, I was thinking I could have used a cold spot, actually. It would have been nice. You know, because I certainly weren't pumping the AC. Did I wake you up many times? Maybe I did. Maybe twice, or...
Well, then you heard something.
Yeah, I did hear something. I heard a little... It almost sounded like little feet.
Uh-huh.
Like little feet running, but very quickly. Like a little ba-dop, ba-dop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at one point I thought I heard somebody yell, but then I woke up and I was like, I think that was in my dream.
Yeah. I will say the takeaway from this is that I do feel that there's a palpable fucking energy in this hotel.
Yeah.
If nothing else, that is real to me.
Yeah, whatever, you know, maybe the spirits have subsided and there's no more sightings, but the energy remains.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Definitely. I think so too. But would recommend. A very comfortable stay. Lovely continental breakfast. Marlon Wayans is around somewhere.
We got a Wayans situation.
I know, I was hoping he would come down for continental breakfast and, I don't know, compliment my Janet Jackson shirt or something. Who knows?
Yeah, just kind of a who knows, like sort of a maybe that will happen sort of thing.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, I thought he might. There is a timeline where that happens.
Yeah.
Somewhere in a different dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe that for you.
Yeah. Well, maybe look up the multiverse theory before you snidely agree with me.
I wasn't.
Okay, sorry.
Right, podcast over. Emily was doing a mocking voice. Podcast is over.
Emily's doing a mocking. Okay, don't pinch me or anything, please.
I'm about to.
I know, I could see it coming a mile away. Well, there we go.
There you have it.
And there
we
you have
no ghosts to show you.
Aw, no ghosts to show you this week. Is that a recurring thing now?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, signing off.
Good.
Emily and Emily's friend.
Oh my god.
Murder.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane. The podcast is edited by Emily Panic. Additional editing, production, and sound design is by Jesse Rudoy. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe. And if you don't, then don't. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.